Eif Perk and Bechoris, 10th Mishnah. Eilu she'einam choysim b'yoyvel. These are things, even though if you sell something, when it comes to yoyvel, you give it back to the original owner. But these ones do not go back. A Bechoris, the Bechoris portion, even though it's considered a matana, that it does not go back in yoyvel. But yoyish is ishtoi, a person who inherits his wife, is considered inheritance, and he doesn't have to give it back by yoyvel. Miyavim is eishes ochiv. If a person was a miyavim, his deceased brother's wife, then he gets the he inherits his brother. He doesn't have to give it back by yoyvel. A matana, Rabbi Meir says even a matana, one does not have to give back by yoyvel. But in this, chachom disagree, and they say chachom mayim matana kemecher. They say just like a sale goes back, so to a gift goes back by yoyvel. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer kulam choizim yoyvel. He disagrees with all of them, and he says that all these things go back in Yovel, since the only thing that does not go back in Yovel is the regular Yerusha, but all these special cases go back by Yovel. Person who inherited his wife, he should give it back to her family, because he holds that the Yerusha, even though the Yerusha of the husband is a Daraisa, and therefore, once it's a Yerusha, it should stay by him even after Yovel comes, still he says you should give it back. Why? Because it's talking about a specific case. He was Yoyrish, his wife owned the base kvaras, which her family used. So it's not a proper thing to transfer to another family, since it's being used by her family, not his family. So therefore, they should give it back to them, so they should have it, but they are required to pay him for it, because it really belongs to him.